With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.
Hello, and welcome to With Heart and Voice. I'm Peter Dubois, and I'll be your host for the next hour of great listening as we explore the rich repertoire of sacred choral and organ music. Thanks for joining me. The season of Lent continues this week on With Heart and Voice as we mark the second week in the six-week journey toward Holy Week and Easter. So on today's program, we'll listen to devotional and inspirational choral and organ music to move us in that direction. Works by Randall Thompson, Paul Mueller, Mack Wilberg, and many others. To begin, we'll hear organ music by one of Johann Sebastian Bach's leading pupils, Johann Ludwig Krebs. His Klavierübung, or keyboard practice, is a collection of 39 pieces based on 13 favorite chorales of the 18th century. Each receives three short settings, a preludium, a two- or three-part piece, and a chorale. We'll hear his setting of Warum betrübst du dich, mein Herz? Why are you afflicted, my heart? William Porter performs.
Thank you.
William Porter played the chorale setting of Warum betrübst du dich, mein Herz, by Johann Ludwig Krebs. The instrument was one of Albert Schweitzer's favorite organs, built by Per Schürrlen and located in Sweden. We continue with one of the great hymns from the Welsh tradition, Guide Me, O Thou Great Jehovah. The words were written in the 18th century by William Williams and the tune Cum Ronda by John Hughes in 1907. The Huddersfield Choral Society is led by Owen Hughes. Guide Me, O Thou Great Jehovah, was sung by the famous Huddersfield Choral Society, one of the great and venerable English singing institutions. Owen Hughes conducted, and David Bell played the organ. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. Randall Thompson's cantata, The Peaceable Kingdom, is a masterwork of 20th century American choral literature. From the eight-movement work, we'll hear the first movement, which contrasts the rewards of the righteous with the woe and destruction of the wicked. Say Ye to the Righteous is performed by the American Repertory Singers, directed by Leo Nestor.
Thank you.
Say Ye to the Righteous, from The Peaceable Kingdom by Randall Thompson. Leo Nestor conducted the American Repertory Singers in this performance. William Aitken leads the choir of St. Peter's Church in St. Louis in our next selection, a piece that he composed on the Eucharistic hymn, Hear, O My Lord, I See Thee Face to Face. The choir of St. Peter's Church in St. Louis sang Hear, O My Lord, composed by their conductor, William Aitken. Masaki Suzuki has been for some time one of the leading interpreters of the choral music of J.S. Bach, having recorded a complete set of the known cantatas with his famed Bach Collegium Japan. In our next selection, we'll hear Maestro Suzuki as organist, playing Bach's tender setting of the chorale, Liebster Jesu, wir sind hier. Blessed Jesus, we are gathered here to hear Thee. Thank you. Liebster Jesu, Wir sind hier by J.S. Bach was performed by Masaki Suzuki on the organ at the Kobe Shoin Women's University Chapel. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. Composer Paul Mueller's work has become much more widely known since he was chosen to write a piece for the royal wedding of the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge in 2011. Our next selection is an interesting piece he composed in that same year, which combines and juxtaposes the Latin prayer Salvator Mundi with the New Testament text from John's Gospel, Greater Love Hath No Man Than This. The first is sung in Latin by four soloists, and the second by the full choir. A further juxtaposition is the Latin text is sung in G minor, while the Gospel text is presented in G major. Tenebrae sings, directed by Nigel Short.
Thank you.
Nigel Short led Tenebrae in Salvator Mundi, Greater Love by Paul Mueller. Bernard of Clairvaux's hymn, Jesu, the Very Thought is Sweet, provided inspiration for composer Mack Wilberg in our next selection. The piece was composed in 1998 on a commission from Westminster Presbyterian Church in Des Moines. The setting grows from a simple beginning with unison verses to a full four-part texture. We'll hear the Mormon Tabernacle Choir and orchestra at Temple Square, all conducted by Craig Jessup.
Thank you.
The Mormon Tabernacle Choir and Orchestra at Temple Square performed Mack Wilberg's anthem, Yesu, the Very Thought is Sweet. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. One of the most loved shorter choral works of Felix Mendelssohn is his hymn, Hear My Prayer. It was composed and first performed in 1844 for treble soloist, chorus, and organ. The piece is based on Psalm 55 and was commissioned by William Bartholomew, with whom Mendelssohn collaborated on a number of works. Bartholomew was the adapter of many of Mendelssohn's English texts. We'll hear it performed by the choir of St. John's Church, Elora, Ontario. Karina Gauvin is soprano soloist, and Matthew Larkin plays the organ. All are conducted by Noel Edison.
Thank you.
Hear My Prayer by Felix Mendelssohn was performed by soprano Karina Govan with a choir of St. John's Church, Elora. Noel Edison conducted. Over the years, legendary organist and teacher Wilma Jensen has made a point of collaborating with talented singers and instrumentalists in some of her CD recordings. Recently, the Pro Organo label has released something of a compilation of these recordings on a new CD, Organ Plus with WJ. From that recording, we'll hear a beautiful elegy for trumpet and organ by the late Canadian composer Gerald Bales. Jeff Bailey plays trumpet, and Wilma Jensen plays the organ of St. George's Episcopal Church in Nashville.
Thank you.
Trumpeter Jeff Bailey and organist Wilma Jensen performed Elegy by Gerald Bales. Thank you for joining me for With Heart and Voice today as we've listened to music to continue the Lenten journey. I hope you found the selections on today's program to be inspiring and uplifting. Some of the recordings on today's program come from the Richard Gladwell Collection. You can find more information about this program and listen to audio on the web at withheartandvoice.org. You can also get news about us on Twitter. Follow at @WHeartAndVoice for previews, pictures, and updates. Audio producer for the program is Andrew Croucher. Executive producer is Gene Fisher. And I'm Peter Dubois. Please join me again next week for With Heart and Voice.
With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.